Is it legal to spank a child as a form of discipline? In South Africa, it is no longer legal. A recent High Court judgment set aside the defense of reasonable chastisement that parents could use, and I decided to take a look at that judgment. My name is Werner van der Westhuizen, and I'm a social worker in private practice in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. I decided to read through the High Court judgment and highlight a few important points for you. So you don't need to read all 50 pages to understand the implications of that ruling. So this was in the High Court of South Africa, Gauteng Local Division. I'm just going to highlight sort of what the judge found, and for the most part, I will be reading from the judgment. So please take into account that most of what I'll be saying will be a direct quotation. In this case, apart from the Minister of Social Development, the court also admitted four friends of the court to the proceedings who made both written and oral submissions. These were the Children's Institute, the Quaker Peace Center, Sonke Gender Justice, and also Freedom of Religion South Africa, or FORSA. So the argument raised by three of the friends of the court is that the common law defense of reasonable chastisement is inconsistent with the Constitution, while FORSA explained that it's in the interest of millions of believers who believe that the scriptures command reasonable and appropriate correction of their children, and thus for millions of people, child correction, including physical chastisement at times, is central to their faith. The Minister of Social Development supported the view that the reasonable chastisement defense is incompatible with the Constitution and submitted that it should be declared unconstitutional. So the constitutional issue of whether the common law defense of reasonable chastisement is compatible with the Bill of Rights was raised by this court on appeal. In the present case, the constitutional rights implicated are the rights of children who are afforded particular protection under the Bill of Rights. In this case, the court took steps to invite submissions from all interested parties beyond the parties directly involved in the appeal, and this led to the benefit of extensive submissions by the parties and friends of the court on the issues involved. The common law crime of assault is defined as the unlawful and intentional application of force to the person of another. Our existing common law also recognizes a specific defense to a charge of assault for parents who use the application of physical force to discipline their children, provided this falls within the bounds of what is called moderate or reasonable chastisement. The effect of the common law defense is simple. Provided that the person who applies the moderate physical force in question is the parent, and the victim is his or her child who is being disciplined, conduct that would otherwise be unlawful assault if meted out by and to anyone else is rendered lawful. And the question is this constitutional in our democratic era? There are a range of constitutional rights implicated by this. As far as the child is concerned, they include the right to human dignity, the right to equal protection under the law, the right to be free from all forms of violence from either public or private sources, the right not to be treated or punished in a cruel, inhuman, or degrading way, the right of children to be protected from maltreatment, neglect, abuse, or degradation, and the constitutional principle that a child's best interests are of paramount importance in every matter concerning the child. The court specifically stated that the state is under a constitutional duty to take steps to help diminish the amount of public and private violence in society generally, and to protect all people and especially children from maltreatment, abuse, or degradation. By ratifying the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the state undertook to take all appropriate measures to protect the child from violence, injury, or abuse. Judge Kylie says, and I quote, "In my view, the rights in question are very important. In short, they involve the rights of children to be protected, equally with adults, from assaults that constitute an affront to their dignity and bodily integrity. They are particularly important rights in the context of the high levels of child abuse and violence that pervade our society. It's important that the state is empowered rather than shackled by the arsenal at its disposal to investigate, prevent, and protect children from harmful and potentially harmful situations. The defense creates an off-limits zone for state involvement, which is not conducive to facilitating a child-focused justice and protection system for children. The existence of the defense, which legitimizes assault only in relation to children, is fundamentally at odds with the best interests of the child. The limitation has its origins in a pre-constitutional era where children were not viewed as being the holders of their own set of rights. Discipline remains an important part of the responsibilities of parents. No one is suggesting that parents should not be permitted to discipline their children. However, it's worth repeating the point I've made before. Even reasonable chastisement may fall within the bounds of what our law defines to be an assault. End quote. Freedom of Religion South Africa, however, fear that these parents may end up losing their children. However, these fears are out of step with the underlying objectives of the Children's Act, which is to promote positive parenting and positive discipline, rather than to criminalize errant parental behavior. In line with these objectives, it's clear that criminal sanctions are not intended to be imposed willy-nilly in respect of any parent who chastises their child. It is accepted in our jurisprudence that children's rights are not subordinated to the religious views of their parents. The removal of the defense will not prevent religious believers from disciplining their children. It is so that they may have to consider changing the mode of discipline, that is true. But in view of the importance of the principle of the best interest of the child, this is a justifiable limitation on the rights of parents. And then the finding reads as follows. Quote, I find that the limitations imposed by the reasonable chastisement defense are not constitutionally justifiable under Section 36. It is time for our country to march in step with its international obligations under the CRC by recognizing that the reasonable chastisement defense is no longer legally acceptable under our constitutional dispensation. In doing so, we will hardly be at the forefront of legal developments in the international community. Almost half of African states have either committed to abolishing corporal punishment in full, including in the home, or have expressed a clear commitment to doing so. South Africa is one of those that has made the commitment, although, as I indicated earlier, the process of doing so through legislation is not well advanced. The courts have a duty to take the necessary steps to develop the common law where it infringes constitutional rights. In my view, that duty will be served in this case by an order declaring with prospective effect that the common law defense of reasonable chastisement is no longer applicable in our law. Well, there you have it. These are the highlights from the court judgment. For me, there are two very important things that stand out from this. The first being that the court ruling has the effect that spanking of children is no longer legal in South Africa. And that's something that we have to take important note of. And the second important thing is that the court also said that the intention is not to criminalize parents, and this is not intended to create a loophole for parents to be prosecuted, but rather that parents should start to look at better ways to discipline their children, and it's looking for a positive way for the country to do that. I think to a large extent that is still missing, and now that this judgment has been made, I'm hoping that the state will also take responsibility to say that this is something that parents have relied on for a long time. If we are making changes, we need to empower people to be able to raise children in a responsible way, to be able to use discipline in a way that doesn't rely on physical or corporal punishment. And I'm hoping that will happen. I'll be, we'll see some of that in the near future. Thank you for listening. See you soon.